Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady. Live only on Netflix.
You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
Let's do it later.
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy?
Fall Guy.
That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
It's time to play like a Jet
with your host, Scott Mason.
Play like a Jet. What does that mean?
Garrett Wilson. Wow! What a catch! Touchdown, Jets! That kid's amazing. Gibson on the return. Near side. I don't see any flags. Gibson inside the 30. Hits the Jets. And he's going to go! Jets win it! Touchdown, rookie Xavier Gibson. Game over.
Allen has time. Intercepted. Sauce Gardner's got it, Allen. Tripped up. He could not get past Jermaine Johnson. Oh, look at the speed of Brees Hall. He's done it again. Brees Lightning. 62 yards for the touchdown.
And he's sacked again by Quinnen Williams. What a beast. Number 95 for the Jets.
Listen. Thank you.
This is Play Like a Jet. My name is Scott Mason. You can follow me on Twitter at PlayLikeAJet1. And it's time to go inside the numbers, learn a little bit about some of the Jets' newest acquisitions. And so to do that, we bring back our friend who is over at NewYorkJets.com now for a long time, the Jets beat reporter for the Bergen Record, one of the best in the biz, Mr. Randy Lang. Randy, what's up, man? How you doing? Welcome back to the show.
Thank you, Scott. Appreciate it, man. Pretty soon we'll be looking ahead to the draft.
Already looking ahead to the draft as I look at these mock drafts right now, and Daniel Jeremiah has the Jets trading up to get Marvin Harrison Jr. Could you imagine if the Jets could somehow pull that off? Marvin Harrison Jr., Garrett Wilson, Brees Hall, and a healthy Aaron Rodgers. The Jet fan base would be on fire with anticipation. But we'll get to the draft a little bit later. Right now, Randy, I want to talk about the free agent signings. We'll start with Big John Simpson. You've got a really good feature up on him at NewYorkJets.com. What can you tell me?
Well, John Simpson, strikes me as being a very good player, which, not a guy I recognized initially. There's a lot of players that I don't know about until they get on the Jets radar. John Simpson was one of them, but he sounds like he is a really good find for the Jets, a really good acquisition. He is, a team player all the way. He's a big guy. I've seen his weight fluctuate anywhere from 320 to 340. I don't know what his playing weight is. I'm sure he'll tell us at some point. But, you got your big left guard probably at 6'4 and 330, let's say. And he's mobile, he's strong, and some people have said, I saw a coach quote from his high school who said, "I don't know anybody that's an enemy of John Simpson. He's just one of those guys. He's one in a million. Jets will take one at five because he is one of the five at the moment, or more, but the five players now on the roster who could, in fact, form that refurbished offensive line in front of Aaron Rodgers, and that would be a great development.
Randy, John Simpson isn't the only offensive lineman that the Jets grabbed in free agency. They also got Tyron Smith, multiple-time All-Pro. You've got a feature up at NewYorkJets.com about Tyron Smith. Talk to me a little bit about him.
Yeah, Tyron's an interesting cat too, and he is known. He's a guy that I certainly knew about for a long time, as a lot of fans have, and certainly Cowboys fans are quite aware, because that's where he spent his entire career up until just early this week when he signed with the Jets. The Cowboys let him get to free agency, and he has been considered one of the best left tackles and blindside protectors in the game for better than a decade, 13 years, in fact, with the Cowboys, most of them just playing at a very high level. I think he's got 8 Pro Bowls. He's made 5 All-Pro teams, 3, I think 2 first team, 3 second team. And most recently in 2022, I'd say, you know, as we talked before going on the air here, the one issue for Jet fans, for myself, I don't think it's a red flag, but it's something you want to keep an eye on, is his injury situation recently. He was invincible for his first 5 years in the league. He only missed one game. He started every other game for the Cowboys in those first 5 years from 2011 to 15. The last 8 years, he's missed at least 3 games a season due to injuries. And 2 seasons, he was down to 2 games in 2020 due to neck surgery, and 4 games in 2022 due to a torn hamstring in training camp. And then besides that, he's had assorted injuries, which all offensive linemen are going to get. But they've kept him out a little bit more than they did in the first 5 years of his career. So is this Dwayne Brown 2.0? Dwayne Brown's a very good tackle, a little older, 3 years older probably than Tyron. But still, the injury history there, the Jets loved Dwayne when he was available and healthy. And too many times he wasn't. And so the Jets have to be monitoring Tyron. I know that the Cowboys took special pains, no pun intended, to keep Tyron healthy. There was a lot of working on the side during practices. I know that. And I also know that he used to play a good rotation of special teams early in his career, where he'd get maybe 5 to 7 to 8 snaps on specials in addition to what he did at left tackle. But later in his career, the Cowboys decided, well, we're going to let other guys handle that, and Tyron will not be playing special teams. Now, is that a big deal? No, but I mean, it's another way to you know, pick up a few more snaps for the guy, to have him at his peak blocking for his quarterback, whether it's Dak Prescott or Aaron Rodgers or Tyrod Taylor, whatever it might be. At the moment, I say that's a really good acquisition, and just the one thing we want to watch out for is his health. But he could be the fixture at left tackle. And this, of course, assumes that Mekhi Becton is going to continue his search for a team, which we've heard that's what he's doing. But you have, Tyron at left tackle, Simpson at left guard, Joe Tippmann at center. Elijah Vera Tucker, hopefully he'll be back with 17 games instead of 6, and an injury in Denver, at right guard. And then at right tackle, Morgan Moses is back. And we can talk a little bit about Morgan if you want. But a very good return acquisition for the Jets after he spent the year away in Baltimore.
Randy, since you brought him up, let's talk about Morgan Moses. What can you tell me about him and what you've put up at NewYorkJets.com?
Well, I don't think he left the Jets under, you know, any for any other reason other than the Jets, I determined that they couldn't fit him in. He was a free agent right away. It was a 1-year deal, I believe, back in 2022. But everybody loves the guy. I mean, he's a great big, you know, tackle who has a great beard, one of the big, maybe one of the best beards in Jets history besides Fitzpatrick. and he's also a very good right side anchor, and protects that right side well, and opened up some running lanes. And so, I mean, he's a great acquisition. He's also been very healthy over the years. He doesn't miss a lot of snaps. Hopefully that will continue. But, you know, right there, you've got your bookend tackles again, and they're veterans. And one of them is familiar with the Jets, didn't want to go. The teammates love him. And so that's a great thing to have him on the roster. And then on the left side, Tyron Smith is an NFL Pro Bowl, All-Pro caliber tackle, who all he wants to do now is play to the best of his abilities and serve as a leader on this line. So, you know, at anybody rebuilding a line at this time of year, you're crossing your fingers and knocking on wood and all those things. But it looks like the Jets and Joe Douglas and Robert Saleh have addressed the offensive line situation, you know, at least the starters. And then, of course, the backups will fill in behind them with some guys on the roster and maybe a few more signings. But right now it looks like Aaron Rodgers has that cordon in front of him to help him stay healthy for a full 17 games for him and hopefully beyond.
Play like a Jet. Play like a Jet.
The Jets made three offensive line additions, but they also made additions at other spots. On the defensive side of the ball, Robert Saleh reunited with an old friend, Javon Kinlaw, who played for him his rookie year in San Francisco. What can you tell me about Javon Kinlaw?
Yeah, Scott. I mean, you're looking at Javon Kinlaw, who, as you said, Robert Saleh was aware of in 2020 as the 49ers defensive coordinator for his last year before coming to the Jets. And then Leki Fotu, who is another big guy. They're both huge, you know, 310, 320 pounders, 6'4", 6'5". They're going to make up for the inside depth that disappeared when Al Woods moved on. He was a good player, but older and got injured. And so he's gone. Quentin Jefferson has signed elsewhere. And so you have to replace the guys in the middle. The Jets won Achilles heel, you could say, and again, no pun intended in reference to Aaron Rodgers, but the one sore spot for the Jets on defense had been the run defense. And it wasn't horrible, but it wasn't great either. It was not in keeping with the pass defense. And so the Jets have taken steps with Kinlaw and Fotu to plug up that middle and assist Quinnen Williams and you know, John Franklin Myers and you know, Jermaine Jefferson. I mean, we just go on and on, you know. I mean, they still have players that can get the thing done, but Bryce Huff did depart, so they had to take care of that. And with the inside and the run defense situation, they've addressed that. So, you know, I mean, again, these are not household names necessarily. Maybe they will become such. Hopefully they will for the Jets. But they're good players and good free agent acquisitions. And so far, I'd say, you know, Joe Douglas and his team have done a good job at plugging up the potential holes ahead of the draft and ahead of any other trades that they could make.
What else can you tell me about Leki Fotu?
He's an interesting guy because I know we did a feature on him. I didn't write it, but I think Ethan Greenberg did, and he's a great contributor to the Jets multimedia operation, both with the written word and then the spoken word and on camera. But, you know, Fotu is, I think he made some reference to, you know, he was used the way he was used in Arizona, which didn't necessarily fit his skill set, but he, you know, he's fine. He was fine with it, learning the ropes in the NFL. But he came to the Jets because he felt that the fit was so much better. And he also liked the culture here. And maybe one more thing in Fotu's favor, although it doesn't necessarily translate in tangible terms, but when he was at Utah, his defensive line coach was none other than Sione Bouha, who was a Jets fixture on the inside at defensive tackle back in the early the 2000s and early 2010s. And contributed to the playoff teams, the last playoff teams that the Jets have had. And Sione, great guy. I got to know him really well, considered him a good contact and a good friend in the locker room. And then he retired. And so, you know, you don't hear about these guys all the time, but Sione was a, you know, a really good student of the game. He was very earnest. I'm sure he's making a great defensive line coach out there in Utah. And he turned a guy like Leki Fotu into a very good pro player who now comes back and perhaps fills the position that he once held 15 years ago as a member of the Jets' great defenses in 2009 and 10.
Randy, on the defensive side of the ball, the Jets brought in the two new players on the defensive line, but they also brought back somebody who was supposed to play for them in 2023 and then got injured and wasn't able to get in there and play at all, and that's Chuck Clark. He's back on a one-year deal. What can you tell me about the returning Chuck Clark, who's returning but kind of not returning because, like I said, he hasn't played for the Jets yet?
Yeah, Chuck Clark, that was most unfortunate because he looked like a really good free agency signing last year, free agency period. And he came in, looked the part. I mean, he obviously had a solid career with the Ravens. It seems the Ravens are playing a large role in the Jets acquisitions these days. But last year, he came from the Ravens. He didn't have a lot of interceptions. He had 5 picks during his career, but a lot of PDs. He's a tackle machine. Had 101 tackles in 2022 for the Ravens as a strong safety. That's like Victor Green territory, if you know what I'm saying. I mean, 100 tackles for safety. I mean, you want to see your 70, 80, 90 guys, but 100 tackles from your safety is excellent in addition to being protector in the deep middle, helping out the corners and in the coverage on pass plays. So Chuck did get injured in training camp, sat out the whole year, rehabbed. It's good to see. I thought the Jets would obviously turn that way, in particular because Jordan Whitehead has left, going back to Tampa Bay. So there is an opening there, and perhaps Chuck Clark is the guy to fill it.
Randy, last but certainly not least, how many times last season did we talk about how the Jets needed a better contingency plan at backup quarterback because Zach Wilson clearly wasn't ready to play? They had said that before the season. We had heard about how Zach Wilson wasn't supposed to play for the Jets. He was going to sit and learn. And so it was bizarre that he ended up being the backup quarterback and having to play once Aaron Rodgers got hurt. And then beyond that, Tim Boyle, who couldn't play, and Trevor Siemian, who really was never that good to begin with, but was several years past his expiration date anyway. Now the Jets go out and get somebody who actually has shown he can play when he needs to. Tyrod Taylor, we saw him in action for the Giants last year. He wasn't bad. He's the type of guy that could hold down the fort, and really that's all you need with a backup quarterback. The only real negative to him as a backup is that he has durability issues himself. So as I joked, after the Jets made the move to get Tyrod Taylor, they may need a backup plan to the backup plan.
Well, they'll obviously have somebody else, whether it's somebody we've heard of from last year. I mean, I read Brian Costello's analysis of the Zach Wilson situation. That'll be interesting because it seems like in the game of musical chairs to fill in all of the starting and backup roles in the NFL, those chairs are filled up pretty rapidly. And where will Zach Wilson go? And can the Jets get any value for him if they trade him? And all of these questions are up in the air. I mean, I haven't heard that, I mean, it's obvious that the Jets are letting him talk to other teams. That's been said. But could he end up back here? I mean, I don't know. If there's no other position and the Jets are okay, maybe he's the backup to the backup. But that being said, I like the signing of Tyrod. I guess it's Tyrod. Let's get it right, because I know that he does not correct people. But he said his mom gave him that name and she always pronounced it Tyrod, although she never called him by that name because she called him by his middle name, which is Diallo. So go figure that. But Tyrod Taylor always struck me as being one of the most dangerous backups in the NFL. And I guess that comes from seeing him twice a year from 2015 to 17 as the Buffalo Bills starter. And he got in 43 starts in that span. His record wasn't great. It was 22-20 as a starter. But the things that struck me about what made him so valuable and so dangerous whenever he played the Jets was he was a mobile quarterback. He was a 5.0 carry guy, which is right in that area where you're very dangerous as a mobile quarterback. He was highly accurate, and he didn't turn it over. His touchdown to interception ratio is among the best of the quarterbacks since 2011, let's say the last 15 years. It's not up there with Aaron Rodgers, but it's close. He's in the top 10. Aaron Rodgers is number one in touchdown-interception ratio. So that being said, Terod has moved around. I mean, you know, Baltimore started there, did not start much there, but he started out with the Ravens, went to the Bills, the Browns for a year, the Chargers for 2 years, the Texans for a year, the last 2 years, the Giants. The Jets actually saw Terod as a starter in that rain game when they were the visiting team. The Giants were the home team in, I think it was week seven. But he was injured, left the game, and then we saw Tommy DeVito for the rest of the game. And that was one of the Jets' great defensive efforts, even though the rain certainly contributed to the Jets' defense's domination. But Terod did not get to move the ball a whole lot, and certainly rookie Tommy DeVito didn't either, and the Jets pulled that one out in overtime. It was one of the sloppiest, wettest games that I can recall seeing in recent history, but the Jets came out with it, and I thought, well, maybe they're going to be okay without Aaron Rodgers. Maybe they found a formula where they can steal these games that they need to steal. That was not the case, as we know, but I still think the Jets were in the ballpark, and they needed to add a backup to Aaron Rodgers just in case. You assume Aaron Rodgers 2.0 is going to be better than 1.0, which didn't last 1.0 drives, you know, only four offensive snaps. But I like the Tyrod Taylor signing. I think he's still a viable backup quarterback and another team player. And he's willing, obviously, to be with the Jets, to work behind Rodgers, and just to be ready when he's needed, if he's needed.
Randy Lang, NewYorkJets.com, longtime beat writer for the Bergen Record. Thanks so much for coming on and breaking down a bunch of the Jets' new free agent signings with me. Really appreciate it. We did not get to Mike Williams today because you're still working on some material on Mike Williams. So after that's done and it's posted at NewYorkJets.com, next time you come back on the show, we'll talk about Mike Williams. In the meantime, though, in addition to what you're working on involving Mike Williams, you've got plenty of other stuff up at NewYorkJets.com. What's there and what do you have cooking?
We have an ambitious multimedia schedule, and we got some of the best in the NFL business, in the NFL media business, doing all of this content production. So I want to give a plug for all my guys there. Eric Allen's outstanding in his multiple roles as the head of the department. And, you know, we've got Ethan Greenberg and Jack Bell and John Polano and Caroline Hendershot and myself, of course. And that's just the writing side, mostly. And then if you want your videos and your audios, we have great access to all the players, stuff you're not going to hear anywhere else or see anywhere else, features. You know, we've got Perry Mattern handling the social media crew, and they're very creative. And that's not something I do anything with, except maybe during the yearbook period. But I do admire their work from afar too. So it's quite the crew. And I think we have 8 fun facts on Terron Smith. That'll be the continuing coverage for number 77, the new left tackle, perhaps. I don't want to assume anything, but that's certainly the way it looks like it's happening, going to go. The new left tackle for the Jets, protecting Aaron Rodgers' blind side.
Make sure you check out everything that Randy's doing over at NewYorkJets.com. Check out everything we're doing over at PlayLikeAJet.com as well. And be sure to give us a 5-star review for the podcast on iTunes if you haven't done that already. Easy way to help out the show if you like what we're doing. Doesn't take you much time, doesn't cost you any money, but it goes a long way to help us out. So if you can go ahead and do that for us, we'd be quite grateful. And for the latest and greatest in New York Jets podcasts and content, you know where to go. That's Play Like a Jet Digital and PlayLikeAJet.com.